Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal. We're starting Klal Nun Aleph. So in this Klal, he deals with the halachas of Bripia Eitz and Bripia Adama. So the obvious question is what defines whether something is Eitz or Adama. So the Chayyadim says, so we talk about that later on in the Klal. Al Paris Hagdalim Be'ilon Mavorkim Bripia Eitz. Al Paris Adama Behem Kalmine Lifton Be'irakas Be'asavim Mavorkim Bripia Adama. Ma'u Ilon Yisparat Lekamon Simen Tes. So on those things which grow on trees, you make a bracha of Bray P.O. Eitz. So Chazal said it was not enough just to say thank you, but we have to recognize that Russia made trees and on the trees he put fruits. And that's part of what we need to recognize when we're going to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that which, this food that we have. Peres Adama, which would include what's called yurakas, which are vegetables. What's included is asavim, which are grasses. Included lifton, which is, he's understanding that to mean, I'm assuming he understands that to mean something along the starchy roots, which are edible. The person makes a bracha b'rei p'adama. Okay. What defines whether something is a tree as opposed to just a plant which grows from the ground, and whether the bracha is Ripia Eitz or Ripia Adama, we will discuss later on. Vein Revorchim Bracha Zu El Alpi Shisha Tanoim. This bracha requires that six criteria have to be met. So Chayyadim gives us, in this simon, he gives us the six criteria, and he's going to talk about each one of them more at length in the upcoming simon. Number one, Aleph, Shiadarko Lecholkach, Imchai Chai, Vimavoshal Mavoshal. Certain fruits and vegetables tend to be eaten raw. Certain ones tend to be eaten cooked, and certain ones tend to be eaten both ways. So the ones which are normally eaten cooked, you only get the bracha of Repio Eitz, or Repio Domo, when it's eaten cooked. If you eat it not in a normal fashion, you eat it raw, the bracha would not be Hadama, be Shahakol, or not be Eitz, it'd be a Hadama. So if the derech is to eat them, I'm sorry, I said that incorrectly. If the derech is to eat it cooked and eat it raw, if it's a eitz or hadama, the bracha is a shehakol. Okay, so a person eats onions eaten by themselves tend to be eaten cooked. People do not eat onions by themselves. Generally, when they're raw, they might eat them as part of a salad, but generally, they don't eat them by themselves as raw. So that would downgrade the bracha. Okay, that's number one. Shia pri choshuv lafuke tapuche yar v'kiyer tzibay. Things which go wild and people do not look at them as a chashivas. A person eats crab apples. They grow on a tree. They're edible, but since in general people do not give a chashivas to them. So therefore, the bracha is going to be downgraded to a shahakol. Gimel shia ikra pri, afuke sharvite kitnius, v'chein gul chol dover lo nata inchi adai to the hachi v'chiyot zaboy. A person eats kitnius. He's being used here, being referred to, let's say the beans, etc. So they grow. Many of them grow in pods. The person eats the pod. There's certain ones like string beans, the derech is to eat the whole pod. Peas, in general, you do not eat the pod. You just eat the pea. A person would eat the pod, even if it's edible, but since it's not the ikra pri, people do not plant it. When the people are cultivating it, they would not plant it in order to get the pod. That's not their goal. Their goal is to get the pri inside of the pod. So therefore, if a person would just eat the pod, the bracha would be a shahakol. If it's not fully grown, number four is it has to be grown. Now it doesn't have to be fully grown. It has to be grown enough that people would tend to eat it at this stage. So even though it could grow more, but if this is a stage where people in general would be willing to eat it, and that's a normal thing to do, so then it gets its regular bracha. But a person would eat it before that stage, since the derech is not to eat it at that stage. So therefore, it would not have the full bracha of a Bray Pia Dhamma or Bray Pia Eitz because it's being eaten before its full stage. In some scenarios, by Brei Pri Eitz, the bracha will not go down to a shahakol, the bracha will go down to Ehel Adama, but it would lose the bracha of Brei Pri Eitz. Hey, b'mini hasavim, dealing with the grains, things which grow like grasses, kimen shasavim enim chashubim, v'cheinim ein nizroim al yadei b'nei adam, enim chashubim likris pri. If they grow wild, and they're not being planted, so they don't have the chashivas to be considered a pri, and therefore the bracha would be shahakol. And vav, shiuk nikar b'mixus mahu sapri. Sometimes you take the pri and you grind it up, or you some way change it to the point that you can't tell anymore that this is the original pri. You grind it, you pulverize it, you mash it, etc. So the bracha on, you cook applesauce down to the point, apples down to the point, they become a liquidy sauce, and you can't recognize the original surah of the pri. So in all of those, that's going to affect the bracha. If it's been changed to the point that you can't tell what it is without somebody pointing it out to you, telling you where it came from, but looking at the thing itself, you can't tell what it is, so then the bracha is going to be not going to be a regular bracha, the bracha will be downgraded. So those are the six criteria that the Chayyadim develops. And again, he will give us more information on every one of those as we go along in the klal. Meanwhile, have a good day.